This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
What is the significance of YouTube deciding to ban all videos that are critical of the current vaccines? Dr. Michael Brown believes that that was a bad decision, even though he explains he's not an anti-vaxxer. He's more concerned with the issue of free speech and the free exchange of important information and ideas. He begins by talking about his positive experience with COVID videos his ministry has posted online. YouTube, he says, has been totally fair with his ministry. This is exactly what freedom of speech is all about. On the other hand, YouTube banned any videos that claim that commonly used vaccines are ineffective. This was done to cut down on anti-vaccine content. He reminds us that there are videos that freely discuss what foods are or are not healthy, what diets are or are not healthy, what exercise regimes are or are not healthy, and what drugs for different illnesses are or are not healthy. The one limitation is there can be no discussion about what vaccines are or are not healthy. This is defined as misinformation, but he asks, should a video with blatant misinformation about the Bible be permitted on YouTube, even if it may lead other people astray spiritually? His answer is yes. He raises questions about other topics that might be considered misinformation, but again argues those videos need not be banned. But if you have a genuine, well-researched concern about vaccines in general, or COVID vaccines in particular, your content will be banned. YouTube has made any debate about these vaccines a special case. You can talk about the health benefits or health concerns of just about any food, diet, exercise regime, or pharmaceutical, but you dare not talk about the current vaccines. If you do, you'll be banned. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.